An unmanned Delta rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station early today, sending a water-analyzing science probe on its way to Mars. Charles Collins has this report.
The vehicle is responding.
The Phoenix spacecraft lifted off from Cape Canaveral early Saturday morning on its way to Mars. It's expected to reach the planet in late May of 2008, where it will begin a search for conditions which might have once supported life. Upon reaching Mars, Phoenix will use a heat shield, parachutes, and thruster rockets to gently lower itself onto frozen soil, which is believed to cover a thick layer of water ice. The probe's robotic arm will then bore down into the ground and retrieve soil and ice samples for analysis. A similar mission by the Beagle 2, a British craft, failed in 2003 when the lander failed to make contact after hitting the planet. It's not known whether or not it reached the surface intact. The director of NASA's Mars Exploration Program, Doug McHouston, says any such mission is risky.
This is an important mission for us in the Mars program and for NASA to understand more about Mars and its potential habitability. It's challenging, no doubt. Anytime you try to land on Mars, it's a challenge. But the payoff is always worth the risk.
If successful, the mission should tell scientists several things about water on Mars, including whether or not it was once liquid and whether it contains any organic molecules. Both conditions would substantially increase the chances that Mars was once suitable for life to develop. I'm Charles Collins.